The only question I have before I begin this sermon today, I want to know the brand of cell phone that Don Hartzell has. I want to know who his carrier is because, I mean, that thing is persistent. I walk over here with four or five bars. I can't get a phone call. Mine never rings. Nobody ever talked to me. He says, it's gone. So Terry's in there soaking that thing in water, and it's still ringing over there. I love it. You know, he's pounding. It's good. That's the question I want to know. Miss Ruby was so kind to have that praise about the funeral that we had a chance to attend yesterday. Brother Bart Purdy went to Edison. I was an Edison graduate like that. He's been down at Virginia Hills now for many years, and the way that he stood up and gave such a wonderful dissertation about his father, I was so moved. I love songs. I love singing. If you're around Mount Calvary any length of time, you're going to realize how much I love to sing. I'm not worried about all the times getting it right, perfect. Bob, except for you, I am worried about. What I love is the message in the songs that we sing. Jesus, 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 there's something about that name. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary in the garden. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I love songs. I love singing. But my friend, there is nothing so powerful as a spoken word. There is nothing that will simply make a change in a person's life like the spoken word. I don't understand why God in his wisdom would choose preaching to reach out to so many. But he did. So many times I stand in front of you and I feel personally so inadequate about what possibly can I say to uplift the downhearted, to proclaim freedom. Freedom, freedom from so many things that we have that are trying to bound us up. And I realized yesterday how powerful the spoken word is. I want to read a scripture that they read yesterday in the funeral. It's one that you know so well. It's probably one of the most powerful scriptures in all the Bible. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not, I would have told you. It is so exciting to read this scripture. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. And then there was a question asked in the fifth verse. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? And then this most powerful verse. These are words that Jesus spoke. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Just let us clue in for that moment, that special touch you have for each and every one of us individually in our hearts at this moment. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. Amen. Powerful words spoken by Jesus himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So many times you've heard that scripture that I just read in funerals. These powerful words bring such comfort to the believer. I go to prepare a place for you. In my house are many mansions. Mansions. What comfort the word of God, the words that Jesus spoke, brings to our hearts. Yesterday, I heard these words spoken down in Virginia Hills. I saw people in that congregation go from laughter to tears just like that. But we were all in one mind, one spirit, and one accord. And I was so moved to watch a son give a moving testimony about his father. He said that his father always had a song in his heart. And in the midst of his preaching, he burst out in the song Bart did. I didn't know he sang. He didn't tell me. But the songs, the little ditties as he called them, they were special. And they uplifted every heart in that congregation. The word of God spoken brings comfort to the heart of the believer. I also believe that the word of God spoken is the most challenging words that we will ever hear. This book, I love it. I love scriptures in here where it talks about the heavenly home that I am to enjoy. It talks about how he will just stick closer to me than a brother, how we are just called upon to share one another's burdens. I believe the comfort and the challenge that I read here, but then there are verses that I struggle with. There are verses that so many times make me feel so inadequate because am I in my heart of hearts doing everything I could for him, the one that gave so much for me? If you refuse to speak of me among your neighbors, among your friends, among your co-workers, then how can the God that sent his only begotten Son speak up for you at the Day of Atonement? This book is filled through his words with challenges. Time after time I read those things and how we are simply called to be more and more each day like him. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That one verse right there, especially where it says, no one comes to the Father except through me, is also, I feel, the most polarizing verse in the Bible. You think that we're fighting battles out here. The battles that we're not fighting are not these little flesh and blood things. They are against powers and principalities. Because of the stand that we take, that I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. Last night, I stood in a service at Brother Lou's church, and oh my goodness, how wonderful the fellows sang. What a wonderful spirit there was this. And a small lady got up, and in her broken English, I believe it was a Philippine accent that she had, and she said over and over and over and over again that the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. She testified about how she'd lost her husband. She testified about how simply coming in and hearing the Word of God being spoken through song had uplifted her spirit because the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I was moved by the challenge that she gave us all and how truthful and honest and sincere she was in her heart. I know that it would be nice if there could be an easier way, but there is not. There is but one way. There is but one way. There is but one truth. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the one who guarantees that eternal life. So many times, and last night I was so moved because there was a big guy that gave a testimony on there with the tattoos all over the arms, and he was talking, and then Brother Scott, one of the singers, he says, you know, I grew up in church. He says, I tell people the first Sunday after I was born, I was in church. He says, that was true because all my life I just went to church. So sometimes I feel like I don't even have a testimony to give. He says, but you know what? I went to church every Sunday and I was still lost as anyone else until I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Amen? Amen. I believe that our strength stands in what we believe. We got a lot of people that think of themselves a little higher than they ought to. This weekend, I am going for a high school reunion. Let's not be... I hear the laughter. First of all, two things. First of all, it has been 40 years. I hear the laughter there. The second laughter comes when they go, he finished high school. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing friends. I reminded the lady, she went to her reunion, took her husband along, and he was a little nervous because he knew that she had an ex-boyfriend at the reunion. And they met. They talked. It was so cordial. And afterwards, on the way home, behind the wheel with his chest a little puffed out, he says, well, honey, I guess you're rather happy the way things turned out. Her ex had been was working at a gas station as an attendant. And this man who was an executive in a rather large company. And she stopped. He said, hold on, bud. Let me tell you one thing right now. Just remember, if I'd have married him, he would be the executive. You'd be working at a gas station today. Sometimes we think a little too much of ourselves. I am here to tell you that we are simply sinners saved by grace. At the foot of this cross, it is completely level. God loves each and every one of us the same. Doesn't love you more because you're young and handsome. I'm talking to Bob over there, Matt. Don't look at me like that. Doesn't love you more just because you got one little hair that flows in the breeze over there. Doesn't love you more if you can stand and eat breakfast with I'm the only man in Northern Virginia who was eating scrapple for breakfast wearing a pink tie today. Doesn't love you anymore because of that. He loves you because of what he did, not because of what we did. And that gift is given so freely. It is one that we simply stand upon. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We need to stand up for him. We need to be willing to speak for him. We need to take that truth and just lock it away inside and make it a foundation, a rock that we just stand upon, proclaiming, the love of Jesus. Warm, compassionate. You can always tell an individual who simply loves him. When you start sharing God, people are going to make fun of you. They're going to say, oh, you think that makes you any better than me? No. Just forgiven. And if you're willing to listen and hear, I'd like to share with you the one who forgave me wants to forgive you. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house. We've sung praises unto your name. We've been so moved by the prayer requests that we heard today, God. So many that simply need a touch from you. People going in for procedures this Wednesday, next week. Those that have challenges, God, in the physical part of their being. But God, we also know there are many challenges to our spiritual side, God. Allow us, through the Comforter that lives within us, to be bold. Because we know there are many pitfalls out there simply waiting for us, God. Only through your help and your strength do we make it day by day. Heavenly Father, hear the words that Jesus spoke. Let them simply resound in our hearts. And let us ever be willing to proclaim the truth that Jesus is the one and only Lord of all. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. God, be your will. Bring us back again to sing praises unto your name. Let us all just carry a little bit of this joy that we feel within our hearts through this week. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen. 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 I want to thank all the folks. Thank Miss Vicky for filling in today. Miss Gidey will be back next week, God willing, over there. Thank you, Vicky, for helping out with us. Don't forget, we love to see you on Wednesday. Did I remember everything? I did take up an offering day. Amen. We did have prayer requests. We sung songs. Great. Stand to your feet and sing with me. I'm so proud. I'm a part of the family of God.